When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Matthew's second chapter and the second verse. Where is he? Where is he? Now, when that one question becomes the important matter to us, I have found him. I have found the pearl of precious price. I have found Jesus. Now, is there anything greater than that? Some of those old sages used to go into the Himalayas, and as a matter of fact, on one occasion, Sundar Singh, a man whom my dad had met, Sundar Singh missed his footing and just rolled down and on a mountain in the Himalayas. And there in a cave, he saw a strange creature, a man with an overgrown beard. And this creature opened its eyes and said, "Let us pray." What? What has this man been doing here where nobody lives? And the man told him an amazing history of how he had witnessed one of the great battles of over a century ago. He said, "I have been here in prayer and meditation, and through my prayer and meditation, I came to know Jesus." You see, now, I believe there are certain people like that who renounced everything. We must find Jesus. Where is he? As I said, many things could have distracted them. Many things could have taken them away into some other devious matter. But they never lost their focus. You see, today we are in danger of losing our focus easily. Of course, if you go into a course of study, it demands all your attention. If you play a ball game, your eye has to focus on the ball. You know, I don't know. I have never played baseball seriously, and I don't know how they manage to turn the ball in the air. I could turn it as a cricket player. You know, when I bowled a ball and the action used to go and the ball would hit the ground and turn. And we had to do it in order to get the batter out. But the whole focus of everyone is on that little ball. That's it. And if you lose your concentration, you have lost the game. You see, we don't go out of focus that way in a game. But is life a game? No, it is not. We treat it like a game, but it's not a game. Now, the second question, which you will see In Luke, the first chapter, Mary went to visit her cousin Elizabeth. This word was spoken. The first chapter and the 43rd verse. You know, this is another realm. It's the realm of revelation. You know, when people heard my father say, God will speak to you, they just couldn't make head or tail of that. Because at that time, modernism, unbelief from the theological circles in Germany and America had swept over the mission fields. Oh, God has put it all in the book. He will not work today. He will not speak today. That was one slogan. The other slogan was, oh, this is all not to be relied upon. So there are too many inaccuracies and contradictions or whatever. And we will demythologize the Bible, said a professor of theology in Germany. Bultmann was his name. And this was taken up by the unbelieving world. They said, whoa, this is all out of fashion. It's all outdated. It's not reliable. God does not speak. God is dead. Now, when we come to the Christmas story, it is the story of revelation, God speaking. And what do we see here in the first chapter of Luke in the 43rd verse? And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Who told her? Who told her that Mary, the virgin, still unmarried, was going to have a baby? Who told Elizabeth? She said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? You see, that feeling of unworthiness. I don't see it. See, I am unworthy of this Savior. I am unworthy of the visit of my Savior's mother. I don't say it today. Oh, we're all so brash and, you know, I know it all kind of folly has filled our hearts. That's humbleness. Whence is this? How come you come to visit me, being the mother of my Lord? You know, that sense of awe, that sense of the sacred, the reverence for the things of God. It's gone. You know, this is the way I think. This is the way I'm going to act. As though we are the people at the helm. No, we are not. God can hold us to account in a moment. You see, we must not get the idea that we can get away with all this kind of foolishness and superiority complex. You see, this is not a condescension. Oh, you have come. You're my cousin after all. Aren't you? Yes. Please be seated. No, there was the revelation. Oh, this cousin of mine is going to be the mother of my Lord. And am I the person which she chooses to visit? I am unworthy of this visit. You know, we don't feel unworthy. Take me, for instance. How am I worthy to declare Christ? All right, I've done it for many years, from the age of 16. But worthy? No. I always tell people, God saved me from death even after my heart had stopped beating. And God has been very merciful to an unworthy man. That's the fact. That sense of awe, that sense of humbleness. This is sacred. This is awesome. Oh, we look at some, cake and say, hey, this is awesome. We have become an absurd people. We don't know what is awesome and what is not. In a few moments, that awesomeness is gone. It's in the belly with all its decorations and bunting and whatever. The last question that I will deal with today is in the second chapter of Luke and the 34th verse. Mary said to the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? This was completely beyond the imagination or thinking of Mary. Why didn't Mary say, hey, I knew I was always the best. And if you wanted to choose a virgin for the birth of your son, I would be the best candidate. There's nothing of that presumption, nothing of that pride. How can this be? Am I going to be the mother of Jesus, the promised Messiah? Down through the ages, this is the one who is promised. You know, friends, that consciousness that the Savior has come and He is the sacrifice for our sins. How can these things be? In her simpleness, Mary could see this is too wonderful a matter to happen to me. Let us pray. O loving Father, it is too wonderful, really, that you should deign to choose folk like me, unworthy as I am. I am so unlike him. Forgive me, good Father. Please, Lord, draw near to us. And let us never get out of focus in our lives. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.